maybe not his money's worth, but at least he's getting something that he can't find from living in, you know, everyday real life, you know. If escapism, you know, he'd be able to temporary enjoyment, I would think. Also, a feeling of togetherness with his friends that would tend to, like, give him a common bond, something, draw him together, to give, you know, companionship at the time. Although, he might, you know, it wouldn't be a lasting thing, like, if it was with just some girl for the night or something. It wouldn't be a lasting thing so much. And, you know, like, some of the others, just, like, the downers, you know, just give him such a feeling and make failure totally unimportant to them. You know, it wouldn't matter anymore. It would just give them such a feeling of, like, you know, sophistication, like they got a secret, something somebody else doesn't have, you know, like they, other people don't know what they're missing out on, you know, and that type of feeling, you know, a feeling of making them feel a little different, you know, so they don't feel like that they're losers all the way, that at least they've got something, you know, just generally that, but a good feeling, even though it's temporary, and it gives them, you know, just a form to not have to worry about maybe real things going on in their lives. And also it just plain feels good too. It's also a kick, it's a joy, you know, it's a kick in the sense that it's something to do, you know, on a Friday night, something to do for the weekend, to for party time, and get social. It's a social activity too, but that's more in, like, you know, people that just smoke pot and hash and stuff, and stay maybe, you know, I don't know. But the hard narcotics are pretty prevalent and pretty.
Do you know any, do you have any names, slang names or whatever for drug addicts?
Well, junkies for heroin and, well, anything, you know, on downers, pretty much. Well, you know, heroin, morphine, any of the really things that they're addicted to. Cokeheads for cocaine users. Yeah. That's called, you know, the rich man's high, quote, you know, quote, within quotes. Because it's so expensive. Okay, just druggies for people that just use, or habitual users of drugs, but maybe not addicted. For addicts, you know, they're junkies. Junkies are, or losers. Pretty much, junkies the term, you know, for an addict, pretty much, around there. But it might have, you know, there might be a new one that I don't know about.
What about somebody that sells drugs besides a legal pharmacist?
He's a dealer, street dealer. He may be a... If he's big, he may be a wholesaler. Yeah. Wholesaler, you know, be bigger quantity, you know.
Not too common size, just a dealer.
Pushing.
Okay. Money. What are some slang expressions you might have for money, and not necessarily restricted to the drug culture? What might be some slang names you have for money?
Coins. Coins. Cash. Bread. Like, what else is it? Any folding money? You know? Got a fin for a five.